The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Did you know that fish have ears? They do, and sometimes they are good for more than just hearing. Ear bones, called otoliths, are the key to discovering which local habitats are used by West Slope cutthroat trout living in large river systems, according to a study released in the Canadian Journal of Fisheries and Aquatic Sciences. The researchers recorded chemical variations, or isotopes, peculiar to specific sites within a river system and that turn up in the ear bones of fish that live in the sites. Because otoliths grow in chronological rings, as happens in trees, the sequence in which the isotopes appear in the bone indicates when and where a fish lived during its entire history. The way it works is that as fish grow and move into new environments, the otoliths record that information. So scientists match the information with stream statistics to reconstruct the entire life cycle of a fish. The West Slope cutthroat trout is an important native fish species in western North America, where its populations have declined. But this approach could be very useful in understanding the life history strategies and conservation needs of freshwater fishes worldwide.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.